The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
So I'm sitting here thinking, okay, this is a big fatty shark story, for sure. I'm going to have him call in to Big Fatty online and give him a shark story. And so finally he finishes doing all this stuff and he comes and sits down on the couch and I say, okay, why? What are you doing? Did you poop yourself? Did you have diarrhea? And he said, no, how dare you? How could you think such a thing? And I said, well, there's a whole segment on Big Fatty's show where people call in and talk about sharting when they're driving their car. And I had to explain it to him, like, you know, that's when you fart. You think it's going to be a fart, but something comes out. And he made this face like he was indignant. Like, how would you ever think a thing like that would happen to me? And I said, trust me, you're still kind of young, but as you get older, you're going to experience that at some point in your life, if you haven't already. He said, I haven't. I was like, okay, well, you're going to at some point. Anyway.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You're going to experience that at some point in your life.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3455. The BFO for two, I say juicy, the 4th of May 2021, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got more shotting here on Star Wars Day. Yes, they ready.
The 4th be with you.
Beep? Eddie, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Star Wars Day is going well. Y'all, you know it. May the 4th be with you. Yes, Big Fatty, and may it be with you, too. And may you please go somewhere else when you're talking to Big Fatty. Why am I saying the 4th? With my mouth doing that. I don't know. That's your mouth, not mine. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I can see y'all today, the 5th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person face-to-face at a Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, I think he either came once or twice, and then it was like, never again. Yes, we can. Sounds like Dr. Stone. He is I believe he's betrothed to Steve the Tater. At least Steve the Tater says that that this person will be his future ex-husband. He's the husband of one of the gals from nowhere. Y'all, I'm talking about Christina's husband, Bob. Hey, we love Bob. It's true, we do love Bob. Quite the look on. You know, he's a yes, baby. He's got a swimmer's build. Yes. And so, y'all, I don't know if Bob is on the Twitty or the Face, but I know Christina is. So if you see either Christina or Bob on the Twitty or the Face, wish Bob a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, may the 4th be with him, along with a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark, doo 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 doo, baby shark. Fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark, doo 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 doo, fatty shark. Poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark, doo 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 doo, poodle shark. Granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark, doo 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 doo, granny shark.
Happy Shark Week.
Happy Shark Week
to all of us.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is the boys from over there at the Gayish. Y'all, that's Mike and Kyle, or Kyle and Mike. And boys, thank you so much for that. Totally original. Never heard before. A bumper for us. Big Fatty Digger better be on the lookout. It's true. Now, yesterday, y'all, we left the boys from Who Invited Her in the halls of Parliament. And now let's pick up on the story where we left off. Yes, Big Fatty.
I did crab walk all the way to the restroom. And I had to wait in line because...
No!
Yes. Yes.
No! This is, like, legitimate, like, worst...
Yeah, I'm texting everybody I know to listen to this.
Worst case.
Mr. Adam's going to like that story.
Worst case scenario?
So I finally, you know, was done. I'm like, okay, now I feel better now.
Yeah.
Still a little sick, but... I walk out and I meet Tony. I'm standing there probably for 30 seconds. Megan and her uncle are still shopping around the gift shop. And I'm like, oh God, I'm not done. So I had to run back again.
Oh my God.
Wait in line. And then
so did a second time.
You had the seafood pie shits. Like, oh my God. Not only did you have the shits in Parliament, you had like seafood pie.
What was
pie
in the
shits.
Seafood pie?
It was salmon, crab, shrimp, prawns, whatever. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm
a mix
not.
Of everything and a bunch of mashed potatoes.
Dear Gussie, all that, of course, is the boys from Who Invited Her. And, boys, thank you so much for sharing that. Big Fatty, they don't even know that they shared it. Well, it was on their little show. But anyway, a little something for our listeners over there in the UK. And especially, you know, our number one fans are over there in the UK. So, you know, and I'm a little surprised that we never received a short story from the number one fans this year. Big Fatty, they're too busy cleaning up everything. Yes, I suppose you're right.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is my short story, probably the most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to me. So I had a friend when I was in Rochester, New York, and we would do a lot of things together. One day, we decided, let's go to Buffalo and just have some good times. So we did, and we went to one of Buffalo, New York's nice, old-fashioned gay bars. And we drank, and we danced, and we commenced to do sort of a tag-team cruising. We wound up connecting with two other guys who were a couple, and we danced and drank, and it was suggested that we go home with them. Well, they lived across the border in the Canada, as one often does in Buffalo. We just toddled over the bridge to Canada, where we got to their house. We wound up in their dungeon. Well, it was a room. It was kind of like a dungeon. Anyways, we had some fun, right? It lasted long into the night. Good times were had by all. Then we commenced to go to sleep. Or maybe pass out. I'm not sure which. At any rate, the next morning, I suddenly wake up with the greatest fecal urgency of my life, and I realize that I must get to a bathroom immediately. So I stumble out of bed. I don't know where I am. I don't know where the bathroom is, but I gotta find it in a hurry. So I wander around the place naked and looking for the damn bathroom, and I can't find it. I think that's when the real panic first set in, Big Fatty. where's the damn bathroom? I don't know. I'm in Canada. Maybe Canadians keep their bathrooms downstairs. I don't know. So I go downstairs. And there's the living room. I find the kitchen. I find the coat closet. But I can't find a bathroom. And my fecal urgency is gathering steam like you wouldn't believe. And I can't find it. Cannot find the bathroom. I am now in great physical pain, clamping my anus shut. And the flop sweats are just dripping down my forehead. I decide, well, the goddamn bathroom must be upstairs. I must have missed it. I head for the stairs, and then I realize I'm not going to make it. In one desperate last act, I furtively look around, trying to find something, anything, a garbage can to do this in. But it's too late, and it happens. I'm in the foyer at the bottom of the stairs, and it's happening. I look down, and I see that there's slate. It's stone. The floor is stone. And I realize, well, if it's got to happen, I guess it's good that it's stone floor. And I grab hold of the banister of the stairs, and I squat, and it all comes out at once. And this loud splat. Of course, I was at once relieved, but then the panic became something all new, which was, how am I going to hide this crime scene? So I find some paper towels, and, well, I clean myself up first. And then I look and I see the mess I made, and these paper towels are just not going to do it. They're just not going to do it. So I go back upstairs, and I find a laundry room, and I look into the hamper of dirty laundry, and I find many towels, which I grab. I carefully crept downstairs and cleaned up the mess. And then I had these towels, and I said, what am I going to do with these towels? Big Fanny, I didn't know what else to do, so I just went upstairs and I put them back in the hamper. Isn't that awful? But I did. Eventually, everyone woke up, and our hosts were nice enough to make us some coffee. And we chit-chatted, and of course, the whole time, my adrenaline rush is wearing off. And I just keep trying to nonchalantly glance over to the crime scene and sniff the air to see if I've left any evidence. Finally, after 45 excruciating minutes, my friend and I get up, we say our goodbyes, and we leave. We drive over the bridge, we get back to the good old US of A, where we have bathrooms upstairs and downstairs. They're really easy to find, and I say nothing of what happened to my friend. In fact, to this day, I've never told anybody this story. But Big Fatty, can you imagine what happened when they eventually looked into the hamper and found those towels? I'm still wondering what story they told themselves about what might have happened that night. Anyways, thanks for giving me the opportunity to purge myself of this awful memory, and good day, and bye-bye.
Y'all, that, of course, is old Stinkpot and Big Fatty. Now we know why he's Stinkpot. It's true. Toppy, thank you so much for that story. Y'all, now, I have to tell you this. That was about a 4.5-minute story, or as Toppy says, stirry. But y'all, he says, my story was much too long. I've sent you a condensed version. Y'all, the 4-minute and 30-second story is the condensed one. So y'all, he must have. I don't know. Was it like a sharp waterfall going down the steps, or what? Was he on the steps? I don't know. But anyway, Toppy, remind me that if you ever visit the villa, that I don't have any dirty towels laying around. Yes, Big Betty. Now, y'all, we're going to go into the Wayback Machine, and y'all, I'm going to play a couple of my favorite short stories from over the years, and this one is from Adam from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. Big Fatty, we know why they're stinky.
Long story short, too late. I definitely, like, sharted all up in that mall.
Oh no.
I like was like, I need to find a bathroom like immediately. Uh-huh. And so
before
I'm,
it like leaks out on your pants.
Like I was like chugging along, like trying to find somewhere to poop, and it did not happen for me. And I had to my poor boyfriend had to go and buy me clothes.
Why you waited in the bathroom?
Yes. It was mortifying. It was terrible. So,
oh my god, yeah, yeah, that's bad.
It is bad. Like, I got some really cute underwear out of it, though.
I guess the underwear you had on before wasn't so cute.
It wasn't so cute anymore. Mm-mm. No,
even pants. It was like all down your legs.
It was bad. Yeah, I had to buy like all new shit. It was bad.
Then you had to leave immediately to take a shower.
Yes. I've had to throw it all away. And I was like, I feel really bad for whoever's going to pick up that trash.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that, of course, is the guys from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And y'all, just absolutely. Adam tells some really good shark stories. We'll probably have another one from him later in the week. But y'all, it wouldn't be Shark Week if we didn't have something from Mr. Cackle. Now, he couldn't be bothered to send us a new one this year, but y'all, let's go back in the archives once again.
Yeah. I shat myself approximately, it was like every like 15 minutes at least. And when we got, and this is for Big Fatty's opening right now. When we got to the gate, would you remember what airline it was?
Virgin, I think.
I think it was Virgin. When we got to the gate, I went up to the gate and I'm like, listen, bitch, I have the stomach bug. I have the stomach flu. I don't care what you have to do. I don't want you to make any accommodation for me or anything, but I need an aisle seat. So she did the thing. She's like, it's a full flight. You can't have an aisle seat. And I'm like, she's like, the only way you can have one is if someone will offer to switch with you. So we get on the plane. And meanwhile, while all this is going on, I'm shitting every 4 minutes. Okay. So interspersed to all this drama, imagine that I'm like stop, dropping, and rolling, shitting all over the place.
I remember this. I remember the stories. Minutes. Oh, it's
so
horrible.
We get on the plane. I get in my seat. Of the guy next to me, I'm like, would you please switch with me? I have the stomach bug, and I, you know, this is very embarrassing, but I need to be very close to the bathroom. He basically said, "Fuck you. I'm keeping my aisle seat." So then I go to the other side. I go to the other woman, and I'm like, "Will you please switch with me?" It was this little hippie woman, and she's like, "Fine, I'll switch with you." And I'm like, "Oh my god, I love you!" So I switched with her, and I don't think I ended up sitting with you. So I couldn't sit with Dr. P, but I'm like, I had to basically be clutching the bathroom with my talons the entire way from like Amsterdam to New York City.
Yeah, but I don't think they even had us
because every 5 minutes I had to shit.
I don't think we were sitting.
I don't think we were either.
Big Fatty, Dr. P is the one that benefited from that flight. Oh. Oh, dear. That's a y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all will be back again tomorrow with more short stories. And, y'all, don't forget, tomorrow, bring your racist chips and salsa. Yes, Big Fatty. Because it's the Cinco de Mayo. Yes, Big Fatty. So, anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, we had the conclusion of the cliffhanger from old Crooked Hat. And, Adam, in commemoration of Shark Week, I think you ought to give Mittens a blender thing, and what would you have engraved on it?
You're gonna experience that at some point in your life.
Oh yes, that sounds perfect. Maybe you can do a blender bedpan.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.